Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we accept it as our personal mission every single Saturday morning to make your weekend. Our goal and our mission is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You want to learn how to do a repair, maintenance, or remodel yourself? Stay right here at Rosie on the House. If you want to find a professional that's been pre-screened and certified by the entire team here at Rosie on the House, you're at the right place, right here at Rosie on the House. Give us a ring. We have a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. It's toll-free. My wife, Jennifer, pays for the call. 1-888-767-4348. Do not call the station you're listening to us on. Call that one toll-free global broadcast headquarters central control number, and we'll get your name. Jennifer, our call screener, is standing by. She'll get your name, your question, and where you're calling from. You know, I was particularly run over by emotion this past Memorial Day. I really was. And I think it had something to do with one night Jennifer and I said, let's watch Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that'll get you.
Man. And did you see, Mike, where did you find that website that it showed where the French artist illustrated the 9,000 body outlines on the beach?
You know, I couldn't find the original story, so I just found one of the links to it. So I never got to the original source, but it was, I watched a few pictures and schematics of how they did it.
Oh,
and to go
man.
Out there and do, I mean, to see 9,000 outlines really drives it home.
D-Day. I don't know. I always fly the flag. I feel like when I'm cut, I bleed red, white, and blue. I feel like I'm a patriot. I feel like I'm behind the founding father principles of this country 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. But this Memorial Day
just
kind of shook me to the boots more than ordinary. And I just want to take this opportunity and thank every single veteran that's out there. Hey, now on a brighter subject, let's talk about monsoon preps and damage and destruction and microbursts.
All right.
Coming your way.
Now you're talking.
Coming your way. Let's get ready. T-minus 8 days and counting, I believe. It's actually June 15th. We don't do it by humidity and barometric pressure anymore, where we're constantly guessing when it starts. They just decided to make it a season, and it starts June 15th.
You know, Channel 3 did a Arizona Central.
Yeah, Royal Norman.
Did a wonderful
April 30-minute
special on the monsoon, and just encompasses all the dynamics of it as it pertains to driving and your home and excuse me, any damage that might occur, and just beautiful photography of the haboobs coming across and the clouds
the
and
lightning.
Everything. And you're actually on it too. But it's on. They're going to run it again. June 7th, you can see it at 9:30 in the evening, and June 11th, you can see it at 6:30 in the evening. Very informative on how to protect your home.
Twice coming up in this coming week.
That's right.
You can find and they broadcast statewide. You can find the stations at azfamily.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. Monsoon Prep Special by Royal Norman, April Warnicki, and all the team there at GMAS. Now, well, they aren't at GMAS. I think GMAS because that's why I'm always at the station, but KTVK. Hey, on monsoon prep, two of the things that you've got, I think two of the most important things you can do to prepare your house for the monsoon. Number one, there is no reason not to have whole house surge protection, okay? When the power goes off in your neighborhood, if for any reason, think about you being at the control panel at Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant and these lights go off in this section of the corner, or you're down at the control panel at Tucson Electric and you see the whole Oro Valley go blink down. Now, you want to start all those homes at one time. So what do? You throttle her up a little bit, slip the clutch, and you just shoot some extra juice down the line.
1.21 gigawatts!
And then those gigawatts hit your house. You need to protect yourself from those surges. Generally, your house can take them, but whole house surge protection costs well under $1,000. Depending on your house, it could be as little as $600, but it protects every compressor, every air conditioner, every electrical component, every computer, all your home entertainment system. And not only does it protect it from those massive surges that can completely wipe it out, but it can protect it from the periodic little surges that also pre-ages all of that equipment as well. Takes it to the boneyard premature. So you're extending the life of all your electric components. This is not a power factor correction device. Listen to me very closely. This is a whole house surge protection. And you need to protect your incoming phone line. Do people still have incoming phone lines?
I'm sure there's a few out there.
You need to protect your incoming phone line, and you need to protect your incoming cable line.
And I would have to say, internet. A lot of phones now use the internet plug-in as opposed to the traditional phone jack.
Yeah, so let's get those homes surge protected. Down in the Tucson market, you can call the Solar Store. Up in the Phoenix market, you can call Austin Electric. The other thing I think everyone ought to consider is lightning protection. Those little lightning rods that correctly are called air terminals, from the very tip of the top of that terminal, imagine a line going down at a 45-degree angle and creating a cone. That's the protective area that one air terminal will provide for you. It's incredible to me that in my lifetime of encouraging people to install lightning protection, air terminals, we do it more for horse corrals and horse stalls than we do it for homes.
You don't want to be standing on metal shoes underneath a metal barn when that lightning strikes, where we stick our horses.
And some folks do have considerably more invested in their horses than we do. So that might be the reason. How about just having the house prepared for running out of water and electricity?
At some point, the power will go out. Everyone's experienced it if you've been in a home any extended amount of time. Maybe isolated to a region may be a big one. But you know, when that happens, if you don't want to just sit there and wait and be dependent on it turning back on, be prepared. We've got a great preparedness category that we've put together at Rosie on the House. The first Saturday of each month, which I don't have today. I was out a couple. We've been traveling a lot this month. And
it's been nuts.
I missed
month.
A couple days this week with a little back injury from doing some chores around the house. So I didn't get this month's article. But we have food, water, and light all at RosieOnTheHouse.com independently. And if you've been following along each month, you've already got your water supplies, you've got your food supplies, and you've got your light sources, candles, flashlights, kerosene lamps.
I was involved in, you were talking about the traveling we've been doing, I was involved in a very peculiar situation in Portland just 2 weeks ago where the entire municipal water supply system got contaminated with E. coli. They put out a warning. They shut the water systems off, shut them down. You couldn't get water. You couldn't get iced tea. You couldn't get a cup of coffee. If it wasn't in a bottle, what really? And so you got to be prepared for any of these kind of instances. What was hilarious about that situation is when it hit the city, they kept saying, we got to drain the entire municipal reservoir, decontaminate the shoreline and the bottom and the lining and all that. And you're thinking, God, this could take months. And like a day and a half later, they were saying, okay, all clear. You can drink it now.
Right.
Yeah. I think people were still driving over the river and buying water, bottled water, and bringing it back. The other thing you ought to do, so pre-monsoon checks, let's get the whole house surge protection put on. Let's get an estimate for some lightning protection. Let's get prepared with some light sources, check our batteries, check our flashlights, check our water supply. You know, nothing better than a light going out to get the kids around a candle and play a game of hand and foot, man. That's an excellent way to pass the monsoon storm. The last thing I would encourage you to do is contact a Rosie certified roofer and have them come up and do a pre-monsoon roof check. Okay, so those are the steps we think we'd like you to participate in the following couple weeks getting ready for the monsoon. Starts June 15th. The moisture usually doesn't show up till a little bit later, and first 2 or 3 weeks of July. According to Royal North, Norman, and we'll hold him to it this year. We're going to hold him to it. He's saying this is going to be a little bit wetter than normal monsoon season. So, boy, we're sure banking on that. I have two little components I'd like to wrap up from last week. We were working up in Springerville last week at the Living Hope Women's Center with a crew of volunteers. I'd like to know, those of you listeners that would like to learn how to do different trades with your hands, if you'd like to learn how to do demo, if you'd like to learn how to frame, if you'd like to learn how to insulate, hang sheetrock, tape texture sheetrock, how to hang doors, how to paint, notify me at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll put a team of Rosie volunteers together that will travel the state and tackle various projects during the summer months. We actually have a church down in Tombstone, one in Wickiup, one in Strawberry, and one in Munns Park that all need a little maintenance and repair. And if you're interested, let me know at the website. We'll contact you and get it worked out where you can join the Legion of Rosie Volunteer Army.
Part of our traveling was to Pella, Iowa
to get a
tour of the manufacturing plant and headquarters of Pella Windows and Doors, the only Rosie on the House certified window on the market. And Jack wrote in and said he loved listening to the show and enjoyed our broadcast from Pella, and he trusts our judgment. But he said there's so many different types. You've got the Pro, the Architectural, and the Designer series. You also have fiberglass and vinyl products that they manufacture. What would be best for his 27, not a lot of homes in Arizona go back
That's 1927.
A lot of them, in fact, the main Pella factory from 1926 is still in use today.
That's right.
That's the benefit of building in masonry right there. Still in use. That's where most of their research and development is. So he's got a 1972 brick two-story duplex with a south-facing window. What window would you recommend for that application?
All right.
And Mike, who used to work for Pella, has his opinion. You had your opinion. I had my opinion.
That's right.
We all kind of had our own different take on what we'd install.
And when we get back, we'll answer that question. What's the right window for that application, as well as cover some other email that we've received this week in Romy's email room, and take your call at 1-888-767-4348.